You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
All right, this comes from No Name Please, she says. So I think we'll just call her Amber. My boys, she starts. I like that. That's very intimate.
My boys.
My boys.
Where my boys at?
She says, this is probably a silly thing to bring up, but it just annoys me. Let's jump in already and say, you know what, Amber, we're calling you Amber. That's all right. You know, it's having little things that just annoy you in a way. I don't know if it's good or not, but it makes you human.
We've all been there. It's 7 a.m. I've already been annoyed by three people at work today. So it's like,
one of them?
No, you're not.
I'm not?
Mm-mm.
Liar. Back to her note. She says, a friend of mine, we got to come up with a name for it. Let's call the friend Sherry.
Okay, Sherry.
So we have Amber writing the note. She's talking about a friend of hers. We're going to call her Sherry. A friend of mine, Sherry, has to copy almost everything I do. I bought a cool new pair of jeans. A week later, Sherry had the same brand. I bought a particular car. I won't say what kind, but within 2 months, she had the same car. When I got back from a trip to a certain beach resort in Mexico and showed everyone the photos, she then booked a trip to the same resort. It's like everything I do, she has to copy. Amber writes, on one hand, I'm really flattered that she thinks so highly of all my choices. But the brat in me, what a great way to put it. The brat in me wants to confront her and tell her to get her own life. I don't know which is right. Please give me your opinions.
All right, Amber.
Well, we're good at that. I mean, if we can do anything on this show, it is offer up our opinions on things.
Sounds like Amber's really full of herself.
Does she?
That's a solid opinion right there. A little bit.
Why do you say that?
I just do. It's like, oh, everyone wants to follow what Amber's doing. Amber does all the greatest things.
No, she doesn't say
Amber's
everyone,
got
though.
The she greatest says, genes.
She says it's one person.
Yeah, it's one. I instantly went to the flattering thing, too, where I would be like, yeah, that feels pretty cool to have somebody copying you kind of all the time, like you're a total influencer in that person's life. I would start going the route of jacking with this person immediately and buying the most ridiculous looking things and see if she copies you. That's how
then
you diffuse
this
situation.
You got to kind of humiliate yourself out in public. Though.
Beautiful. Perfect.
Is that
Do
worth
it. Again, don't take yourself so serious, Amber. Yeah, I would totally start doing that.
I'm on Amber's side on
Are
this.
You?
I mean, I've had people who have done this, and it's annoying. It's like, really? Everything I do, you have to do? Really? But the question is, say something. I think confront is too strong of a word. Do you just casually mention something, or do you just let it go?
It sounds like she's dying to say something. I don't think she's going to let this go. She's getting super annoyed.
Well,
she's
you know what?
Us.
If our listeners call in to say something to her, she will. I think if the listeners say don't say something, she probably will just let it go.
Maybe.
We have people listening right now who have been down this path with a so-called friend who copies everything that they do. What do you think? 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. This is also, if you think about it, psychologically, the whole thing of knowing that if I go buy a new car, this person's going to buy the same car. Or if I go get a certain purse, this mm-hmm. person's going to get exactly the same purse. That is...
And it's just a car. Is she mad at, you know, the thousands of other people that purchased the same car as she
No,
did?
But I think that's just one example out of many. I think if that was the only thing, I don't think we would have heard from Amber. It's when it's thing after thing after thing after thing after thing, it becomes, that's almost...
Creepy, weird, super weird.
I'm trying to
awkward.
Think of a psychological term for it. It's a pathological.
Maybe she just likes.
Is it pathological
what you look
envy?
Like. I don't know. I need to know proximity as to how far away Sherry lives from Amber as well. Is this like a friend in a, you know, 45 minutes away or another town? Or is she like down the street? Because if it's down the street, then it's getting super weird. But if it's like if she's living in a different state and she occasionally sees what Amber's, then it's like, who cares?
I think clearly she's not in a different state. I mean, she's a friend. She came back from her trip and showed everybody photos. I mean, her friend was right there. I mean, this is a friend. I don't know if she lives down the street, but she's certainly somebody who she gets together with. Yeah.
Well, then I'd be going online, going to Amazon and finding pants with cats all over them or something and picking those up immediately. Mary said, in this friendship right now, I feel some creepy peeping Tom issues coming from this Sherry lady. So what, like, so she's looking in Amber's windows all night just to see what she's doing and then she can run off and do the same thing?
Man, who knows? A different Amber. She even said, not the same Amber. Let it alone. Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. Maybe she's a person who doesn't often try different things, but feels brave around you.
You're like a role model to this woman. I mean, embrace
I get that.
It. Just roll with it.
I get that. Lainey says it's called borderline psychology disorder. That sounds too generic to me.
I don't know. I'd have to look that up.
But apparently there is some sort of there would have to be some sort of disorder that is this disorder where you can't make decisions for yourself and you have to emulate everybody with everything they do.
Yeah, but again, maybe she just truly looks up to Amber and thinks she's got great style and great taste and... What is the difference than looking on Instagram and following an influencer and using the same products they use?
Yeah, I think the difference is the influencer doesn't see you walking in with the same purse that you just bought. The influencer doesn't show up at the same event with the same pair of jeans that you bought.
I love those jeans.
It's a little different when it's an influencer on the other side of the country and somebody that you're hanging out with on a regular basis.
That's funny.
I mean, there's
the
difference.
Show up,
there.
You know, to Hacienda and you're both wearing the same exact outfit.
Same outfit,
twinsies!
Same car, next park next to each other, the same purse, the same, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, same hairstyle. Robin says my sister used to do this all the time, and yeah.
Here's two more.
I'm going to go with, and by the way, a lot of people are writing in referencing Single White Female.
So many
if you
references.
Haven't seen that movie.
Look it up. Here's Gail. Gail says, That's is funny. This just all innocent and Amber is just looking for things to irritate her now? And then Jill wrote in and said, get a dog and name it Sherry. Everything will stop.
No, Sherry will get a dog and name it Amber.
Name it Amber,
yeah. Cody's funny. He said, get a temporary tattoo. Tell her it's real.
Oh, yeah. That's good. I don't know. I guess just confront her. Just say something.
Tony says, I think Amber is making something out of nothing. We all do this. We think others are noticing us more than they are. It's called the spotlight effect.
Yeah, but if it truly is a unique, special, like, Louis Vuitton purse, and a week later, your friend has the exact same one, and she doesn't even collect purses or anything like that, it's obviously... She's copying.
Yeah, and to me, it's the number of times, like, we all... Just human nature. If we see someone's like, oh, my God, I really like those jeans, you might go out and get them.
Yep.
But it's when it's multiple things that it is some sort of personality disorder thing. But the question is it, you know, we never have gotten around to, do you say something to the friend or not?
I think it is bugging her so much she needs to probably speak up.
Somebody wrote in and said, is it worth losing a friendship over? And I'm saying, well... Maybe it's bothering Amber enough that she's not going to be that upset if she loses the
Is
friendship.
Is it worth keeping the friendship and being super stressed out and annoyed all the time?
Well, see, that's
There's
a good
the other
point.
Side. It's not good to live with all that anxiety and madness in your mind all the time.
Michelle you goes, makes me wonder if Sherry is doing this to other people in that friend group, or is it just to Amber?
I don't know. That's a good point.
God.
Oh, boy.
All right, so what did you decide?
Dumper.
Just break off.
Well, you know,
friendship.
Like I said earlier, my two things is you just got to start having fun with it if it's really jacking with you this much and you don't want to lose the friendship, just start having fun with it. Buy ridiculous things and see what happens. Or cut ties, move on. It's not worth the headache then. And I did go into Amazon and I found pants covered in cat faces. I'm telling you.
Well, sure.
Well, it's your copycat pants. And you wear them whenever you're around Sherry. It's like your own little inside joke.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm. You know what? I think I'm going to, after all of this, I'm going to come back around to just don't say anything.
Yeah. Just let it go.
Just let it go. I mean, what would you accomplish by saying something? What would you accomplish?
Just the relief of getting it off your chest, I guess. Just acknowledging, I know what you're doing. Stop.
She managed to do that by writing to us, right? So maybe that got it off her chest.
Yeah. Send your friend this podcast.
And go all
We'll post it later today. Send her this podcast.
Well, you know what? I just want to say, Amber, thank you for writing to us. Thank you. We got a bunch of text messages over this. And a lot of people who have been down this path before. We think the solution is just to let it go, Amber.
All right.
All right, there
Good
we go.
Good luck.
Case solved.